Well, years ago, we were living in Oregon. And by the way, this is the caveat. Charlotte, my oldest, did not grow up near the beaches of San Diego. Her formative years were in the Midwest and then in Oregon, very far from beaches. So this will help you understand my story. But we got to go on vacation to Jamaica. So we flew from Portland to LA, caught a plane, and went to Jamaica. And we basically were offered this wonderful promotion that made it very affordable to go for a week. And it was phenomenal, like just one of those amazing vacations. And of course, a part of it was spent soaking up the sun on the beach, which we had been in rain nonstop in Portland at this point. And so it was just fantastic. We were out on the beaches of Jamaica. I was slathering the children with sunblock like every, 30 minutes. And we were just, doing what you do, playing on the shoreline, taking long walks, building sandcastles, hunting for shells. It was just this relaxing, safe, easy vacation. But eventually Charlotte, who was my oldest, was 11 at the time, and she really wanted to just get and be in the water all the time. And so, how it is when you're a little older as a parent, like, okay, I'll go in the water. And I'd go about waist deep, and she'd keep beckoning me, come on, let's play. And the water was so beautiful. Like, it was so cool and clear. You could see your feet, like details of your feet. It was so clear on the white sand in this water. We would be about waist deep, dunking our heads in, swimming, splashing, enjoying ourselves. So most of our time was just that. It was just simple, playful, and fun. But on our second to last day, Charlotte said she really wanted to do something new and different, something she had never done before, and to try snorkeling. She wanted to go out in the deep water, where it was kind of cool, and like, let's go out and snorkel. So I said, okay, I'll go with you. And I had only done this once before, so I was not any expert on snorkeling. But they had a guide who would take you out, and the guide, he gave us the equipment, he gave us instructions, all the gear we needed. As you know, if you've ever done this, you put the flippers on, and now you can't walk, and it was very challenging, so we were, getting the life jacket on her. It's very tricky, adjusting it. The biggest learning curve, though, is like that snorkel itself, right? I mean, it's so counterintuitive to try to breathe through this thing. So I'm trying to help as best I can with Charlotte. We do a little bit of practice, and then we start the guide saying, go on, keep moving, we're with the group. Walk deeper, get out into the water. Now we were just past waist deep, and all of a sudden, fear just overcomes Charlotte. And she just can't. She freezes. I can't do this. And she starts to go into panic, actually. I can't do this anymore. She freezes. She starts to cry. She's saying, Mommy, please, I cannot do this. Don't make me go. I can't do it anymore. And, I'm just, we paid all this money. And what do I do? And as a mom, I start to go into panic, too. Like, this is really... But the guide is like, seen it, this is no problem, you guys. And he's just he's not nice about it at all, but he's helpful because he's like, hey, you, hurry up, kick your feet, get in the water, start swimming, And so he's just directed. And Charlotte, like, something kicks in, like, because of his confidence, like, you can do this, just get in there and go. And, so I take her hand and we start to go out together. We start swimming into the deep water. And it's not easy initially, right? But after we get a little farther out, and she starts, okay, she starts getting the hang of it, right? She starts learning it. She eventually lets go of my hand. I'm like, okay, this is a good sign. We get out there and we get out. Now we're pretty far out of the deep water. And it's time to, like, okay, let's actually submerge here. We're going to put our faces in the water with our masks on. And the moment we do, it's like complete stunning shock. We had no idea until that point. We are absolutely surrounded by oodles and oodles of brightly colored tropical fish on all sides of us. And it's like a whole new universe has just opened up. And so exciting that Charlotte completely forgets her fears. She's so interested. She's so engaged. She starts swimming off all on her own, totally taken in by the beauty and joy of the experience. She forgets that it's so weird breathing through this snorkel. And we go and we spend this time swimming through schools of fish. I remember particularly these ones with blue stripes that would flash all around us and just be within inches of our hands and our faces as we swim. It's breathtaking, just a breathtaking time to be that close to these beautiful but strange creatures of God. So we spend our time enjoying and just reveling being in this deeper water with the fish. And it's so much so that the guide starts to holler us back, you know, to shore. And now Charlotte doesn't want to go back. And she's reluctant and she's staying behind. And I'm like, we gotta go. Let's get back to shore. And she just doesn't want to go. So we're the last ones out. And as we're coming out of the water, I'm like, just as you are as a parent, so filled with pride, right? I'm so proud of her that she just pushed past those fears that had gripped her and just followed the guide out into the water to have what ended up becoming a life-changing experience for her. She ended up writing papers about it. She ended up painting pictures that grace our home of all these amazing fish that she saw that day in those waters in Jamaica. It was such a beautiful experience for us. And it is a story I go back to a lot, particularly when I feel afraid. And I have to admit to you, stewardship season always makes me feel a little afraid at church. Like, are we going to make it? What's going to happen? I also feel a little nervous about what can I give? How much can we give this year? And so it conjures up these fears in some ways. And I have to go back to that story and remind myself, okay, face the fears, go deeper, you know, keep following. I know that as followers of Jesus, we are invited, all of us, to dream about what can happen when we progress in our stewardship and our giving, when we are invited to walk, or maybe in this case, swim in love. We are invited, I think, to really walk out from that shoreline on the beach in the sand where it's easy to get into the water. And from the water, deep waist high, deeper even yet, finally, to swim out, way out into the deep waters of faith. Of course, the shoreline is where most of us want to spend our time. It's where most people spend most of their time, where it's easy, relaxing. Walking around is safe. Stepping out a bit deeper in faith, walking up to our waist is a little more of a risk. I mean, you know, we know about stingrays here in San Diego. But if we push ourselves, we learn we can move around much more freely and don't even have to worry about stingrays once we start swimming. We get out beyond into the deeper waters and can enjoy it and be free to swim and take bigger risks. Of course, it can be a little scary. There's always going to be the element of the unknown that requires sincere trust about where God is leading us. But that is where these rewards of the deep water comes in. You see, stewardship isn't just about a bottom line. In fact, it's not even about the church budget, and it's not even about keeping our doors open. Even though I think we agree we would like to do that, and we want that, it's important. But rather, the call of stewardship is about responding to Jesus' call to follow him, to follow our guide, and ultimately to live a life that is true and deep in our faith, where we see our lives not as our own, but as God's. We are God's first and foremost. And our lives become lives of service to God and our neighbor when we follow him in walk or swim in faith. Now, Jesus taught us how to do it. He showed us the way and he equips us with this radical faith of walking in love. When his disciples in our gospel today were unclear, kind of got a little off, right? They're fighting about who's going to be greatest. And Jesus is there to remind them, this is the way, right? Whoever wishes to become great among you must be your servant. And whoever wishes to be first among you must be slave of all. For the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve and give his life a ransom for many. You know, Jesus shows us how to do it. He's the ultimate servant. He walks the walk in faith, holding nothing back, giving up his entire life for those he loves, for us. And so Jesus is calling us to follow him, even when we're not sure where we're going or what will be there, where the path will lead, or how deep the water's going to get. I know it's comfortable to stay where we are and what we've been doing, playing on the sandy shoreline, right? Letting the water maybe just lap at our heels. But we really will find deep spiritual joy and blessings when we venture out, to walk out into the water and to keep going deeper, to swim into the deep waters with our brave guide leading the way, pointing us in the right direction, beckoning us out farther. Even when you start to think, oh, I don't know if I can do this. Even when we have doubt that it's even possible. Our guide not only leads the way, but equips us and grants us grace to, in faith, to go and follow. Now, I know we might need to pray for this faith. We might need to pray for the will of God to help stretch us, to call us deeper. But I really do believe God will answer that prayer. And we can share our talent, our treasure, our time, or what, as we're saying this year, our works, our wisdom and wealth. Right? God is faithful. God will give us grace to take those steps and to swim out into the water. So this year, as we contemplate, I think one of the very important spiritual aspects of our journey, our discipline of the practice of stewardship, I pray we will be motivated, not by like urgency or fear or need or guilt or even bottom lines, but just rather be motivated by nothing less than this awesome calling that God has given to come out. Come, swim, walk, go deeper, because that is where we are going to see those beautiful, amazing gifts of God, those blessings. And they only happen when we're in the deep water of faith.